What would you say who is other ready?
A singer-songwriter from Dublin in Ireland. She is a woman. She plays guitar. She sings.
One of your songs is called Last to Leave. Are you typically the person leaving a party at last?
I think when I was in my early 20s, maybe, I think I've maybe matured out of that a bit. It's also kind of about watching other people, watching that behavior in other people, and maybe kind of criticizing it in my own head.
I can totally relate to that. I'm always that one person that stays up way too late and closing some parties. For me, it's because I'm afraid of missing out. Do you also have this feeling of fearing missing out?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what it comes from. And also, I'm a total extrovert, so being out and about with people is like my absolute favorite thing, but it's not necessarily the best thing in the world to stay to a party till 5 a.m.
You said that you're an extrovert and you also worked in a music shop. What's your favorite or preferred type of partying? Are you more of a pub, club, or a partying with friends person?
I like the pub. I like going to bars, but homes are good, but I do like being out and about. They're nice. Lots of great pubs in Dublin.
Well, I haven't been to Dublin, but it's also a goal of mine because I heard that pubs in Dublin are supposed to be great. But now you've recently released your second LP called Endless Affair. And what would you say, how does Endless Affair differ from your first LP Personal History?
I think it's kind of more self-assured. I knew exactly what I was doing going into it. There was more of a concept in mind. Personal History was just a summation of songs I'd written up till that point, as opposed to there being like a real narrative to it. And I feel Endless Affair has a real concept.
And when saying it has a concept, what would you say Endless Affair is about?
Think it's about like a fear of letting go, whether it's a party or a relationship, pretty much. And those things existing within a person being able to be a party animal or a girlfriend, or towards the end of the album, I kind of talk about to the songs that I finish on are about family, so kind of more grounding. But yeah, definitely a fear of letting go.
The album is about the fear of letting go, and it's a concept, more of a concept album. So, if you take us on the process of creating Endless Affair, how did Endless Affair come to life?
I was working in a music shop at the time. I was going out a lot, but then also, so I was maturing. And then I was writing all the songs during that time and then ended up demoing them and recording them in lockdown, where I was kind of more fine-tuning the ideas. And I really missed going out and partying, basically. Yeah, that I didn't purposely come up with that kind of concept. It just all the songs ended up being very focused around being out and about and pubs and being out at parties and social life. Maybe because of lack thereof at the time. But yeah, so that was kind of how it came to pass. I remember I used to go into work a bit hungover and like write lyrics on the back of receipts when I worked in a shop, and ended up pulling all these little lyric kind of scraps together and getting an album out of it, I guess.
You said that you wrote those songs or also recorded them during COVID. And something that I noticed is that you don't have any feature guests on this album or even on Personal History. And I was asking myself whether that was a conscious decision or not.
Not really conscious. I mean, there's people who did backing vocals on it. One of the girls from Pillow Queens did backing vocals on some of the songs for Endless Affair. If you know that Irish band, and had friends gonna play. I had another friend, Yuli, played trumpet on Endless Affair as well. But I suppose they're not featured artists. They're just kind of backing musicians on the album. I like to collaborate, so there's usually a few people in everything that I do anyway.
So, COVID basically didn't stop you from getting together with some friends and recording the album together.
Well, the good thing was that we could record remotely.
What, in your opinion, is the biggest difference between recording remotely and in a person?
Less fun. You're not in a room with someone, so it's not as much fun. So it's less fun to be on a laptop exchanging ideas than it is to be in a room with someone always, I find. I don't particularly like doing work remotely like that. I prefer like to get to know somebody in the room and bounce ideas off each other. It's just much easier. It's the way it's meant to be, I guess.
Do you usually work on your songs alone, or do you work in a room with other people on your songs?
I usually write the songs on my own, and then the recording process, I'll demo them on my own, and then the recording process is with other people, like Tammy McLaughlin, who co-produced this album with me and produced the first album, and then the musicians on it. Like, we all would sit and work on those things together. That's my favorite part, is the studio part, where everyone gets together and people add their flourishes.
Yeah, so just having fun together and jamming kind of sounds to me like that would support the creative process of writing an album. If we look at your songs, some of them, in particular Last to Leave and Shit Show, deal with getting drunk at parties and embarrassing oneself. What's the most embarrassing thing that happened to you at a party or being drunk?
I don't know. I mean, wow. Interesting question. Embarrassing. I mean, I've done loads of embarrassing stuff, whether alcohol fueled or not.
When we're looking at the songs on Endless Affair, there's the one A Mess, which deals with feeling like not being good enough in a relationship. And to what extent are those lyrics or the lyrics in general on Endless Affair based on true stories?
That song, yeah, I mean, they're all based on true stories. I'm not one of those artists who's able to write about fictional characters or make stuff up. It's all pretty much based on feelings. I mean, it's not, the funny thing about writing songs is you're never really talking about the other person, even if it seems like you are. You're always talking about your own viewpoint of it. You're not really giving the other person a viewpoint. So it's, yeah, it is about in that moment or in a certain time in a relationship, just feeling like you're letting the other person down all the time and being a bit of a fool.
So the album is inspired by your personal experience. And when I looked at the album cover, which I thought was like kind of messy, and I had to look around a bit to spot you in the cover, there are a bunch of people sitting and enjoying a party, like sitting in the living room, having drinks. Some of them are already passed out. And you're sitting amongst them looking rather unhappy. How close is this situation to real life experiences or to your party experiences?
I mean, not really. It's like a heightened version of anything like that. But I suppose the idea of it was to break the fourth wall in a way, that you're viewing a party, which is somewhere you're meant to be having a good time. But it's not always, that's not always the case, which is kind of more summing up all the album rather than my own true lived experience. But the songs are about maybe processing things in the wrong way, which is by going to parties rather than actually going to, I don't know, therapy. Yeah, so the album cover is kind of just summing all that up, but it's kind of meant to be tongue-in-cheek. It's meant to be kind of a bit funny.
When I saw it, I kind of thought, oh, it looks like the homeowner who's throwing a great party. And then all of a sudden at like 3 a.m. the realization kicks in, okay, I have to deal with a bunch of drunk people in my house, and I have to clean this up tomorrow.
This is why I don't throw parties in my own house. I hate that feeling.
As a singer-songwriter, you write the lyrics and the music yourself. And when writing a new song, where do you start? The lyrics or melody?
So I usually have like a lyrical idea. I know what I want to say, and then the melody comes around that. And then I kind of flesh it out with verses and extra parts. But usually I have kind of what I want to say in the chorus, the idea, the guts of the song I have.
When coming up with the melody, how do you do that?
Sometimes at the piano or with a guitar, or else sometimes in the shower. This is a great time because you're kind of, there's nothing else happening. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people get that. You get like little melodies when you're standing in the shower or on a walk. Any place where you're kind of not distracted by your phone or anything else, where you're just, it's just you and your own thoughts. Those are the best times to come up with melodies.
You talked about piano and guitar. Is there an instrument that is like your favorite to create melodies, or is that more of a emotional choice sometimes?
Sometimes I like not using any instrument when I'm coming up with something because it can be a bit freeing. I probably write on guitar the most because I'm a better guitar player than I am a piano player. But then the piano can be good because it restricts me, you know. There's kind of good things in each of them. I'm not a very good piano player, so it kind of restricts me to keeping things a bit more simple.
And on your upcoming tour, in which you're also coming to Germany, do you prefer to play the piano or the guitar on stage?
I play mostly guitar, and then the few piano songs that I have, I play them on a keyboard. It's very funny. It's a very small little keyboard, but it sounds nice, but it looks like a toy.
How does it feel to play international shows? Like, is there a big difference between playing in, for example, like Great Britain or Ireland? I mean, those are different countries, but still people there can understand the text because they have the same mother tongue. But do you feel different when you're playing internationally, for example, in Germany?
Yeah, I've played songs in like Germany and Austria and France and Spain and played all the place. The crowds are always very attentive, and they're nice and quiet. Like, it seems to land with people the same way that it would anywhere else.
When playing live, wherever you might play live, what's the most important thing for you?
Yeah, I suppose the mood I'm in really dictates how it goes. I have to like be really careful that I'm going in with a positive mindset, even if I've had a lot of travel that day or I'm tired or whatever. So I usually need to have like a little bit of alone time just beforehand and then go on and feel like some sort of connection with the audience. If I don't feel it connected to the audience, I don't have as much as a good time. Whether that's like connecting to the audience and like chatting away and we're connecting on that level and like laughing together in between the songs, or the songs are well received or whatever, just having a connection with the audience is the most important thing to me. Yeah.
So far, what's been your best live experience?
I mean, I have so many great gigs. I mean, recently I just finished up tour in the States in America and Canada, and like the final show was in San Francisco, and that was one of my favorite gigs I've played. You know, it was just really beautiful crowd and really nice people, really nice reception, really like into it. Hard to pick a highlight, I guess. Playing Button Factory last year, a venue in Dublin, because it's my hometown, and it was the first show back after 2 years not doing any gigs really. That was pretty special.